Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Could you make it through the day without your smartphone? That's what's facing students at Salem High School, who now have to lock up their phones for most of the school day. WBUR's Carrie Young reports the move was made by educators who say the phones can distract students and prevent socialization.
It's the end of the school day at Salem High School on a recent Friday afternoon. Before students leave the building, they stop by one of about a dozen small wall magnets that look kind of like buttons. The wall magnets unlock the small gray pouches that the students are required to keep their phones in for most of the school day. It's part of a new policy this year aimed at limiting cell phone use during class. 11th grader Emily Pimentel says she doesn't mind the new accessory.
People can like find a way to break it, but I like it so far.
Fellow 11th grader Rocco Ryan admits he initially hated the idea of losing cell phone access, but he's quickly changed his tune.
I like that I have no choice but to pay attention in class. It's going to lead to more success for me.
And there's another upside. He's actually getting to know more of his classmates.
It's cool, like all these kids that I would never think I would speak to in my life, I'm talking to now.
And that's encouraging news to Salem school officials. The high school purchased these pouches from a company called Yonder to force kids off their phones and improve concentration and engagement. The district piloted the same policy last year in the middle school due to skyrocketing cell phone use after the pandemic. Guidance counselor Brad Maloon says when kids first returned to the school building, phones became a huge distraction in class.
It became like, wow, everyone has a phone. We were saying we need to get like them back on learning full time and not thinking about what text message or what Snapchat notification is going to go off in your pocket.
Research shows that excessive cell phone use can negatively impact teen mental health and attention span. A recent study published by the American Psychological Association shows that teenagers who cut the time they spent online in half felt measurable improvements in their self-esteem. English language arts teacher Abby Sherwood says even though it's still early in the school year, those results seem to be playing out in her Salem High School classroom.
I think that overall students are less distracted because that other narrative of their online life or what's going on, it just isn't there, you know, and so they just seem a lot more focused.
Salem is part of a small but growing number of schools in Massachusetts that are turning to these lockable pouches or some other method of storing away phones. Others include Chicopee schools and the Elliott K-8 school in Boston. And the state is encouraging others to join by offering grant funding to districts who pilot similar programs. Stevens Reich, the superintendent of Salem Schools, says those grant funds will help cover the $25,000 cost of the pouches in his district.
I do think that investing in our students' well-being and helping to create a culture of achievement in school is an investment well spent.
Zreich acknowledges these pouches might not be fail-proof. Students have forced them open. But the idea is to break the habit of constantly reaching for their phones.
I think over time at the middle school, the focus was just, as long as we don't see it in school, then we're not going to have a problem. And for students that struggle with that, that's when we were a lot more adamant about the use of the pouches.
There is also some parent pushback on this policy. Some argue there are valid reasons why kids should have constant access to their phones. Parent Melissa Taylor says she wants to be able to contact her 8th grade son in case of an emergency.
With everything that's going on in today's society, you want to be able to contact your kids or have your kids reach out, you know, in the event that something serious happens.
Superintendent Zreich says he understands that concern, but he offers a counterpoint from a public safety perspective.
Emergency personnel would say we want the communication to all be handled centrally because we don't want to give mixed messages to families about what's happening, where to go, what to do.
Zreich hopes that eventually these pouches will become more widely accepted in the school community and ultimately make schools a happier and more engaging place to be. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.